Ja, is Daf Chav Dalet, and we had just gotten up to Boy Reb Avin, which is one third of the way down, one line under one third of the way down. Boy Reb Avin, Trumat HaDeshen Bikama. We've been discussing Trumat HaDeshen, and we've been discussing Hotzaat HaDeshen, but obviously Trumat HaDeshen, we haven't really defined it. Is there a particular shear to Trumat HaDeshen? Always Truma is out of the remainder. We need to take off something. Do we look at it as taking off a tiny little bit, or is there a shear to it? Well, it's interesting that he only offers two possibilities, neither of which end up standing in the end, which is strange. Actually, some of the Rishonim bring a raya from here, that you see in general, the derech of the Gemara, it may often be, shouldn't drive you crazy in other locations, that it doesn't necessarily mean that we're going to settle on one of these two possibilities. You shouldn't try to always figure out, how does that mean that? It may not necessarily mean that. So here, what are the two possibilities are possible? One is we could say mitrumat maaser yafinana. Do we learn it out from trumat maaser? Because there it's also it says vahare motam bimenu. Here it says vaherim. So by trumat maaser, of course, it's a tenth of the tenth. So that would be over here also. Maybe it means really one tenth of the deshen that's there. Or do we learn it out only trumat midyan? Do we learn it out of the trumat midyan, which over there we said we had the one soul out of every 500 was the shear. And Tosfos asks, isn't it much more reasonable to just say, should we learn it out from Truma Gedola, which would be just like any amount, or maybe from Chala, in all both of those locations, it says Vahirim, it says Vahari Motam, it says a lot of Truma, but Truma Sadeshah, it says Vahari Motam. So over there it says Vahari Motem, right? So why is it, or Kain Tarimu Gamatem, Bachala, and so on. So Tosfos, there are various approaches to this question among the Rishonim. Tosfos Tainas that in the mitzvah of the tzivui, it never says harama. Only in the definition of what it is, it talks about harama. But not in the tzivui. Over here, it's the act of the harim, which is the act that Teres mitzvah you on. And therefore, he says, and when it comes to chala, where it is in the tzivui, can tarimu gamatem is an act. But a harim from tarimu is less reasonable, he says, than to learn it out from these lashonas, which is directly a harama rather than a torim lashon. Okay, there's other approaches as well to this. But in any event, what's fascinating is that out of these four possibilities, we select none. And in fact, we have a completely different idea. Toshma, the Tani Rebbe Chia, Ne'mar Kan Vehirim, indeed it says over here by the Lavash HaKohen Mido Bad, Vehirim et Hadeshen Asher Tochal HaEish. But it also says by the Kometz of the Mincha, same exact Lashon, V'ne'mar La'alan, Vehirim Mimenu B'kumtso Misolat HaMincha. Which means, obviously it doesn't mean he should stick his bare hand into the burning flames to take out. Then we wouldn't have too many competitors for the Trumat HaDesh. One at a time. Misha Zacha. So it can't mean that. So it obviously means you should be omeid approximately a kometz. Obviously we give more, it's okay. But about a handful, in other words. So Ma'al Ha'alam Bekumtso, Afkan Bekumtso means the shear of a kometz. Omar Rav, now that we've discussed the Trumat HaDeshen, we've spoken about it, whether it's Tchilat Avoda, whether it has a Din of Avoda, doesn't have a Din of Avoda exactly. This is a machlokas that we had between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. We're trying to make it a dependent on these machlokas over here with Rabbi Dosa. And we ended up saying, not necessarily. They may not be arguing. Getting back to that, the truth is that when you analyze the chiyuv on a czar who does this aveda, even if it's considered to be an aveda, just because something is an aveda does not ipso facto mean that a czar who does that avoda is chayav. Why? Because, as Rav points out, Omar Rav, arba avodot zar chayav aleihem bita. There's four classes, it means classes of avodah. Four classes of avodah that a czar would be chayav if he does them. Mita bidei shamayim, obviously. Zrika, all types of zrika, throwing things on the mizayach, avdam, haktara, which is the actual burning, whether it's whatever the burning will be, of the animals, of the ktoret, so on. Nisuch ha-mayim, v'nisuch ha-yayim. Tos is bothered by the fact that nisuch ha-yayim, nisuch ha-mayim is counted as two different things, whereas we're ready to include four avodas in all types of hazos, hazos of dam, and hazos of shemen, and so on. Why is that? And I just say, and it's because these are so choshev, and they're all not part of any other avoda. They're coming just for themselves, the nisuch ha-mayim. It's like very special. Because of that, we mention it separately as if they're separate categories. matters. The Levi Omer, and here comes the critical point, our sugya, Levi says you have to include the Trumat HaDeshen, which is interesting, because Trumat HaDeshen is taking something off of the Mizbeach and having something on the Mizbeach. It's a whole different concept of Aveda. It's not the act of Aveda. What we've been talking about something is giving. Aveda of giving. So here's the question. Levi holds Trumat HaDeshen is included, which means that he obviously holds that an Avodah, which is even Siluk, removing things, the fact that it's an Avodah means that a Zaru does it as Chayiv. And Avachim Tani Levi B'matnite, Levi also reads this as a Braita of Trumat HaDeshen. Now, what are they really arguing in my time in Iran? Take a look at the pasuk that we just had recently in the description of the Avodah in Korach. And here's the crucial word. And this is the pasuk that ends Va'azara Karev Yumat. So that means in this pasuk we're defining what type of avodot is Azara Karev Yumat. And it says over here, says Rav, note that it says, first of all, Avatem. Now that can be read as Avodat, here it says, Avodat Matana. So Avat, first of all, Avodat Matana. Avodat Matana means giving. The definition, what the word means, putting something on, but not Avodat Siluk, which excludes right away the Trumat HaDeshen, which is removing something from the Mizbeach. Furthermore, Va'avatem, what is Avatem? We read that as Va'avatem Avodatama, meaning only something which is conclusive in a set of Avodot, but not an Avodah which still has things to do afterwards. That is, Kabbalah is an Avodah, requires the Kahuna, Kabbalah Tadam, absolutely. What is Zara is what Kabbalah Tadam Bechayev? No, because it's not the end of the sequence of Dam. Is the whole Lacha Avodah? Yes, but it's not the end of the sequence. The end of the sequence of Dam is Rika. So when it says Avodah Tama, it means it's got to be the end of a series. And this would be true on any type of Avodah. We'll see, it makes a lot of differences in the Halacha coming up. Whereas Levi says, that would be true, except you can't explain then why does it say, Tishmru et kunatchem lechol dvar ha-mizbeach. What is lechol dvar ha-mizbeach adding? It must be adding even avodat siluk. Says Rav, no. Rav, of course, it's coming to add. Obviously, it's coming to add. But you know what it's coming to add? Also a type of matana. Ahula atri sheva hazaot shebifnim. You might have thought only the hazaya that is coming on the mizbeah. When you're sprinkling towards the parochet, let's say you're bringing the par on Yom Kippurim, you're bringing a par helam davar shel tzibur, or you're bringing this yiri avodas kochavim. All of those things are brought to you. The dam is sprinkled towards the parochet. Is that an avoda that's called matana? You would say maybe a matana is only giving to the mizbeach to consume. Kamashlan, the chol dvar ha-mizbeach, even those things that aren't directly on the mizbeach, but it's a dvar ha-mizbeach, something that is being done for one of the karbonas. That too is included. So the sheva hazaot bibifim, and even the hazaot on the mitzorah himself, which is not on the mizbeach, it's on him, but that's also included. V'levi, nafkele midavar, v'chol davar. So where we have that's not really true what I said, it isn't really, I mean it's for him, it's not on him, we're talking about the luk shemen that we use also in the hera. But Levi, nafkele midavar, he says, of course that's true, but for that it would have been enough to say, l'dvar ha-mizbeach, and that would have been additional. What's up, chol dvar ha-mizbeach? Chol dvar ha-mizbeach, you've got to be adding something additional. There's a chol dvar ha-mizbeach. It's talking even avodat siluk. So we have two separate drushes over here. So I darsh in davar and kol davar. Rav says davar v'chol davar lo. I don't darsh in that separately. Ritva explains it can't mean he doesn't darsh it. So we always darsh in kol as being a particular ribui. But that he uses it, basically he needed both of them to tell me these two things, the hazayas ha-shemen and the hazayas ha-dam. Okay. I use it for something else is what the Ritva claims really means. Now, let me ask you something else. Now that I see the way you're going at this pasuk, and you're both agreed that Dvar HaMizbeach is actually adding something, and you're telling me it's a klal. You're saying Dvar HaMizbeach is a klal, anything on the mizbeach. Then you now qualify the klal, right? You say the prat. You say Avodat Matana. That's Avodat Matana is a prat. So we say klal prat, and klal alamash prat. If we're going to follow the rules, and you're both agreed that we're going to look at this as a klal, so then the klal should be limiting, basically, because of the prat that follows everything to only Avodat Matana. Forget about adding the Hazayot, the Bifnim, adding the Mitzorah. Certainly forget about adding Siluk, because now you're making it even more limited by mentioning this Klal. Because a Klal and Prat is the most limiting type of Drasha there is. Can't use it to expand at all. How do you explain that? So that would mean avodat matanai in avodat siluk lo. There'd be no way to add anything. Or makro. No. Look carefully at the pasuk. The chol devar hamizveyach, and then it goes on to say ulemi beit la parochet vavatem avodat matanah. Okay, it doesn't follow avodat matanah directly after the chol devar hamizveyach. First, it puts in the word ulemi beit la parochet, which means that the limitation of the prat is going on the ulemi beit la parochet and not on the general list of avodot. So indeed, it is true. Mibet la parochet avodatem. Indeed, it is true that only beit la parochet, that only avodat matanah velo avodat siluk. So for instance, on Yom Kippur, we're going to see, the Kohen Gadol has to go in specially to take out the kaf and the machta of the Torahs that he had brought in. And that's one of his changes of clothes. Is that an avodah that Shechayev on a bazaar does it? No. Why? Because bifnim, we have the rule avodat matanah, and over there it's a klal prat. But when it comes to the opening of the pasuk, it's not referring to the beit la parochet. There it's talking about avodot that are done in the mizbeach hachitzon. We do not have the relationship of klal to prat because we interrupted it with the beit la parochet. Therefore, l'chol dvar hamizbeach would indeed be a ribui. Wait, so hold on a second now. If you're ready to say that, so then yochi vavatem nami umi beit la parochet. You say the same thing. It says umi beit la parochet vavatem avodat matanah. So you darshan vavatem avodat tama, that therefore I wouldn't be chayav, for instance, on Kabbalat Hadam, right? But now that you're saying that that's only true about the mibet la parochet, so fine, I'm ready to say mibet la parochet, the bringing in of the ktoret, I'm not chayav. The putting the ktoret inside the flag of the theme, that I'm chayav. Very good. Or putting the ktoret in the haircut, I'm chayav. But if I'm a Kabbalah Adam, where the Pusik was not limiting the nature of Avodah that I'm chayav on, specifically to Avodah that was Avodah Tama, so then why did he say only on Avodah Tama, even Bechutz? No, you can't have it both ways. Isn't, if the Avodah Tama is said Bechutz, so then the Klal Oprat should be said Bechutz. And we should be limiting it to Avodah Matanah, not Avodah Tziluk. If you're telling me that Avodah Matanah, below Avodah Tziluk, is only referring to Lufnai V'Lufnin because it says only Beit Baparokha, so then you have to admit that the same thing is true of the Avadatem, Avadatama, in which case it should be chayav even on outside, even on things that are not the end of a series. It's only inside that have to be marked, but on the end of a series. How do you have it both ways? So therefore we should say, if that's the case, Yachi, Vavatem Nami, you should cut the same conclusion that only Alon Beit Aparochet, who the Avadatama, Avadashia Shechare Avadah. But if it would be Avadah Bechutz, like let's say Kabbalat Adam, Abachutz, Afilu Avadashia Shechare Avadah, should be now Achiyat. Answers the Gemara, beautiful answer. There is a vav. There's a vav on the word vavatem. There's no vav on vavodat matanah. Therefore, the vav is ma'arev, the avatem, to go to both sugyas, mibet aparochet and what was mentioned before, vavatem, continuing on with what I was talking about. So the avatem is therefore applicable to both mibet aparochet and to that which came prior. But the avodat matanah, tenet kunatchem, is a new statement, and it's said only on the Mibet HaParochet. So therefore we have two different sets of rules when it comes to the Mibet HaParochet and the Avodah Tchutz, but we have one rule which applies to both, which is Avodat Hamar, that only Avodot which end the series Yerchayavan, and not just any old Avod. By Rava. You know, Levi, it's interesting, you've basically talked about the Mibet HaParochet. What would be given in the Heichal? The Heichal itself, I mean, the Mibet HaParochet, which excludes Avodat Siluk, even your Moda, right? Taking out the Kaf and Makta, let's say, would not be a Chiyah.
I go Lifnai V'Lifnai.
Okay, but how about Avodat Siluk in the Heichal? Not Lifnai V'Lifnai. Would that be included? Let's say, I go to be Medashen HaMizbeach HaPnimi, or I go to clean out the menorah, whatever, right? So that's an Avodah. Levi says Avodat Siluk is high. He was Mechalek between Avodat Chutz and Avodat Lifnai V'Lifnim. But there's a middle stage of Avodah. There's Avodat Lifnim, but not Lifnai V'Lifnim. So it's not Avodat Chutz. How does he understand the Pasuk? Is the Pasuk including that in the Mibet LaParochet, or is the Pasuk including Avodat Heichal in the Avodat Chutz on the Mizbeach? So Lifnim Midamin Alei, what would be the din according to Levi asks Rava? Hodar Pashta, afterwards he figured it out from there. It says, because it says ulemi beit la parochet. When you say ulemi beit la parochet, so I mean mi beit la parochet, ulemi beit, which means that it's including two things. The mi beit, since it says ulemi beit, it's adding something else. So the Heichal is now included in the Beit Kodesh HaKodesh. Now, the next question, we have a general question. You said a moment ago, this is how Tosfos understands this question. You said a moment ago that you would be chayav on Zrika. Now, Zrika clearly is only a stage before Ketorah, the Akhtorah. I now do the Akhtorah, right? So in other words, what we look at is each sequence individually. We don't say, ah, yes, but after giving the blood, you also have to be marked to the Avorim, right? Hello?
Water.
Thank you so much. You're wonderful. The water is in there. Okay. So, now that you're telling me that's true, why don't you say the same thing about certain other cases? Let's say, for instance, thank you. Couldn't be me. Why would somebody do that to me in the middle of the afternoon? Shush, go away. Pushing everything, but it ain't so.
I stuck in
there
recording the place
when
I was called.
God, doesn't even silence. Okay. So why don't we say, let's say, for instance, why don't we look at putting the bread on the shulchan and say that that's a beer? But the truth is, you said that when it came to the dam and the haktorah, those are two separate things. Isn't putting in the bread is separate from the other things that we do with the shulchan? Says, no, it isn't really, because after you put it on the shulchan, ikas sidur bezichin. I mean, the relationship of the bezichin to the bread is the same exact relationship as the relationship of the kometz to any mincha. The bezichin is the part of the haktorah of the lechem aponim that is brought on the mizbeach, and that's matir the lechem, the same as any mincha. But it's an abstraction. That relationship obviously doesn't look the same, but abstractedly it's the same idea. You have a part that is the shirayim which is eaten, and then you have a part that's put on the mizbeach. You can't view that as two separate things. It's all part of one avoda, and therefore you have the sidur bezichin. Okay, so fine. So then, azar she sidur bezichin b'chayv. Okay, fine. I mean, you'll put it off. So now the zar completes the avoda by putting on the bezichin. No. It's not the completion. You have the silaka bezichin, and then after the silaka bezichin, you have the aktor of the bezichin. Because you can't compare that to the relationship of the dam to the aktor. A very simple reason: if you never do the aktor, it makes absolutely no difference. Mashenkin, if you never do the aktor as a bezichin, the lechem aponim is useless. But when it comes to the kapor of a carbon, the aktor is unnecessary. Interestingly enough, it's only the dam that finishes that. So memela, it's not a correct comparison at all. The czar would have to complete the haktorah. Well, we already said, fine, for haktorah, you're fine. We already said that. But if you don't have a separate chiyah for putting on the lechem, for putting on the bezichin, for that matter, for seir bezichin, according to Levi. So forget about that.
What's the issue of
nisim? It's the whole issue over here. Well, I'll get into it in a moment. So how about a czar shesiderat ha-menorah, lechayim? So what about a czar that's going to now fix up the menorah? Well, even if you clean out the menorah, and that's avodah silog, but you still have to put in the new ptilah, okay, fine. So the czar to put in the new ptilah, let it be a chayim. Well, yeah, put in the oil, fine. A czar that puts the oil in the menorah after you, let him be chayim. Not that shem lechayim. Wait, you still got to light it. Right? Okay, a czar that lights the menorah, let him be chayim. Can we? You didn't list lighting. You listed actor. You listed lighting. Ah, but lighting is not an avodah. So therefore, it's not the end of a series. You can't call it an avodah tamah because there's still something to be done. But the technical definition, what is done, isn't an avodah, and therefore the tzar won't be chayim. This you have it both ways here. This has some very, very fascinating implications. The question is, why is the hadlaka not? The hadlaka of the Yesh on the Mizbeach, as we'll see in a moment, is considered to be an Aveda. Why isn't the hadlaka of the Menorah considered to be an Aveda? And it says, I mean, Ba'alotcha Taneirot, and it's Aharon is supposed to be Madaka Taneirot. I've spoken many times about the fact that the Rambam Paskins, the Zar, should look at the Menorah side. It is kosher. Right? Everybody screamed, how is it possible to arrive at his Masik, Ritva is Masik, it says Beferish Aharon, and so on. So forth. And then it says, I mean, it's even worse because he says if you take the menorah outside so that the czar doesn't have a problem going inside, light the menorah outside, bring the menorah inside, and that's fine. What? That's crazy. Doesn't the hadlaka have to be the mitzvah? I mean, certainly no did of hanokha is a mitzvah. So how could he be mad to get outside? The truth is, there's a wonderful chazanish, the Remeir Simcha also has been dying in the Pasuk, that the din of the hadlaka, the menorah, was only that there should be a ner tamid. Suppose the light would burn all the time and you wouldn't need hatava, so then the first lighting of the menorah would have been the last lighting of the menorah, which means that there's no chiyav to light the menorah. There's only a chiyav the rest of the time. The chiyav was only the first time, which is the diyak that the Meshech Chochma means, that it's a din in Aaron particularly. The first time Aaron lit the menorah was an avodah. Every other time it's simply coming to make sure that the light's still ongoing. So since you can't rely on a magical light, and so, okay, so you gotta make sure that the light's still ongoing, it goes out, so you have to clean it out, put it back on.
That's why.
That becomes the Tumi, but it's not an avodah. But Enochinami, the Chazanish points out, but according to this, it would turn out that there was one time an avodah that was done with menorah. Yeah, first that fascinating limud. There's other approaches, but this the most interesting one. So, therefore, the hadlak itself is not considered to be. Okay, so let me ask you something else. Tell me, hadlak is not a veda. Vatanya, v'natnu bnei Aaron hakohen eish al mizbeach, v'orchu etzim ala eish. Limid ala tzatat alita shelo te'ela b'kohen kasher. You see from here that the lighting of the kindlings, it says, v'natnu bnei Aaron hakohen eish al mizbeach, means lighting the kindling wood can only be done with a kohen kasher, who is wearing his b'kohen kasher. The kli sharet, sometimes we use b'kli sharet to mean dressed in the kelim of sherut, meaning in the either 4 or 8 big dekuna, depending on who's doing the avodah. True, I agree with you. Hatzatat alita is avodah. I only said hadlaka is not avodah. And that, of course, this is one of the explanations. Elamiata, okay, let's try another case. Zar shesiderata ma'aracha b'chayev. You finish setting up the mizbeah, that's an avodah, and it says, v'aracha kohen, every morning, okay, so then he does it, that's an avodah, should be chayev. No, no, it's not the end of an avodah, it's not the end of a series, because you have the sidur shnei gzirei etzim. Fine. Sidur shnei gzirei etzim l'chayev. And you still have to do the Sidur Eivorim. But Omer Vasi, Omer Yochanan, Zar Shesider Shnei Gzirei Etzim is indeed Chayev. Apparently there's a machlokas how to view the relationship of the Ma'aracha to what's burned on the Ma'aracha. If you hold that setting up the Ma'aracha is separate from the burning of the Eivorim, so then that would be Avodat Taman, and there's no relationship to what's done afterward. But you could also view it as one single idea of the Mizbeach being Aruch with fire, then Shnei Gzirei Etzim, and then Eivorim on it, and all of that is the Ma'aracha, in which case you're only chayav for Haktara. So far, and Haktara we already said you're chayav.
What are these the Eivorim that weren't burned the night before?
What are
these
Eivorim? Every
Tani.
From just now. Yeah, from just now. So, Mar Savar Avodat Tamayi, indeed, one Madi Yom Rhodes, it's the end of the sequence, because the Haktara of Eivorim has nothing to do with the setting up the Mizbeah. Mar Savar Lav Avodat Tamayi, another Madi Yom Rhodes is on the contrary. It's all part of one long avoda. And Tanik Avate de Rav, and Tanik Avate de Levi. Tanik Avate de Rav, Avodot Shezar Chiyev Aleyem Mita, is what? Only like the Zrikata, Ben Lefnim, Ben Lefnai, Ben Lefnim. Somebody who's Maze, Anachata Sa'ov, or even Mimatz. The reason we list Maze differently is because Zrika is always done from a container of blood. The Ov is no container. The actual body of the bird itself is used to sprinkle the blood. So we list it separately as if it's not included in the other Zrikot. And therefore, we need to list even separately the Mimatzev Maktir Ba'olata. Why? Because mitzui is even less than a normal haktara. You squeeze the body against the mizbeach, there is no zrik at all. I would have thought that that's not a chiyuv. And maktir would mean even haktarana olata of, which doesn't exist by chatata of, and you would say therefore that haktara when it comes to of is rather meaningless. Even the haktara when olata of, it koshik and all other haktarot are chayiv. This is the way Tosfos learns it. A number of different kirsos, very interesting Tosfos, who brings a different kirsa from the Tosefta, which sounds on the surface to make much more sense, in which Mimatze is listed on Olatov and Maktir. And that's the way it should normally be. But then Tosef says, but the truth is, I have a crummy version of the Tosefta. It's all messed up, and I don't rely on it. And therefore, you know, we got to try to figure out this Kirsa, because so this is the way he explains it. It's interesting that he knew there were problems in his Tosefta. So he had a very scientific approach. He was not going to use it as a source of reference, as he had found out. other mistakes in it. So he says, if it's a person, he says, "V'tosefta sheli mutat." He says, "My personal." You know, we don't know who's talking exactly, but it's fascinating to you. And okay, so that's a good way of learning this. It's even. As we might say, you would think mitzvah is not really a zrika, and even haktar and all that stuff. Of course, you get anything else. Haminaseh shloshalugi mayim, which is the shear of nisuch hamayim, and the minimum shear of nisuch hayayin would be shloshalugi yayin, which is for keves. But note that it doesn't say anything about siluk here. Not a word about the trumat hadesh, right? And Tani kavasi the Levi avodot shezar chayav aleihem mita emirim et hadesh and the sheva hazaot shebifnim and the sheva mitzora and hamale agave yamizbeach bein davar kasher bein davar pasul. It's kosher even if it's possible, because as long as it's one of the things that im Allah lo yered, so then it becomes an aveda. And notice that it says over here, Hamerim et Hadeshen, which is clearly like Levi. There's a very, very interesting Rambam who just completely leaves out this piece about Bein Davar Kasher, Bein Davar. Everybody talks about why does the Rambam leave it out? It's well, once the Rambam already said, Imalalo Tered, so what does he have to mention it for? Which is not the Derech of the Rambam at all. You can't say Derech like that. But there's a beautiful Sfat Emet. The Sfat Emet says like this. The Rambam paskins against Levi, that Avodat Siluk is not a chiyuv. Therefore, he tainas to say, Bein davar kasher, bein davar pasul. Note that it only shows up in the bright that it's going according to Levi. It doesn't show up in Levi. Because you can't call putting something that's pasul, avodat batana, just because you're not meant to take it down. So if you're telling me avodat siluk, something you have to do, you're chayavan. Okay, so there's something you have to do, you put up, you leave it there. Beautiful, beautiful teretz. Since he paskes against Levi, he doesn't hold that a davar pasul would be chayav for a zar. How do you call that avodat batana? It's only a b'diavad. So b'diavad means if it were done. So you can't call the giving being done, right? Beautiful. And that makes so much sense. Okay, next piece, the whole little shtickle is missing over here. It should say two dots. You know, whenever you need them, they're not there. Two dots. Then quote the Mishnah, Arba Payasot Harusha. And there were four Payasot. That's the end of the Mishnah. Lama Mefisim. What do we do to Payasot? Lama Mefisim. We're not listening? Kiri Amar, we told with the whole story about the broken legs and the murder and all. What do you mean, Lama Mefisim? No, I mean then. Lama Mefisim, Chozer Mefisim. You could just do one pious, you know, have everybody there. Select as many people as you need to select for all of the Avedis of the thing. Get it over with. Four separate times? Nobody's going to forget. That's my question. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Kidei Lahargish Kol HaAzara. Point over here is to create a sensation, in a literal sense. Lahargish, sense. To create a sensation. Shinema Asher Yachdav Nantik Sod Bebeit Elohim Na'alach Beragesh. You're supposed to go with feeling, with sensitivity. We want everybody to be aware of the avodot that are going on, the pious that's happening, the kohanim are running, I don't want to miss the pious, it makes tremendous impact.
Over and over and over.
Over and over and over. Yeah. Very interesting fact by the Magen Avraham, based on this Gemara, you think that it's not Megiah. He says, you see from here, that you should not have a mincha ma'ariv minyan. You should have a mincha minyan, then go back and call everybody again. He says, v'beit Elohim na'alech v'ragesh. We always apply that to Beit HaKnesset. It's okay, they're matur because of Tircha B'Tetzibura, but certainly, Lechatchila, that's the way to do it. Bama Mefisim. Now, what are the Kohanim wearing when they do the pious? Are they wearing big day chol, or are they already dressed in their big day kohuna, ready to go for it?
This is only for the first part.
Well, not necessarily, but certainly for the first time. It's a real question. If somebody wasn't doing an avodah before, we'd have the same question. Reb Nachman says they were still wearing big day kodesh. Because once they're wearing big day kodesh, it's too tempting for Baalei Zro'ot. The Cham Tzivyad, a guy who's got his heart set on this all year, and he sees this other guy, you know, not exactly his best friend, getting the avodah. Just get out of the way, buddy. It just goes and takes it and does it.
Oh, even though there was a pious.
Yeah. Don't forget Merive Kohen. Not the easiest people to get along with. So we can't, if we have enough time, they have to put on the avoda, there's enough time to make sure that it, but it, once a guy's ready to act, he just acts, you know, on the spur of the moment.
Where was this done?
We're going to see. We're in a different pious. Rav Sheshes, amen? The big day kodesh, the contrary. It has to be big day kodesh. Because, yamr the big day chol, everybody is so keyed up. The moment a guy would be zochen a pious, we'd dash in and do it right on the spot. Without even realizing that he's not wearing his clothes. So, yamr the big day chol, agav chavivute, mikri v'avne, they may end up doing the avodah without putting on their begonim. It's better to have the begonim on their one. Ultimate reasons. No, I think I skipped anything. If you could find something, I skipped. I'd be happy to go over it. Omrim Nachman, Minah Minala, prove it to you, said Rav Nachman. It must have been the big dechol. It's not. Because the Mishnah continues, after describing the pious and those who are Zeicha and the pious, the Mishnah continues on to say, Masrun Chazanim, they gave it over, meaning they gave over the Kohanim. I assume it means the Kohanim were now Zeicha to the pious above aforementioned pious, were given over to the Chazanim. Chazanim were the people that were in charge of everything. It comes from the word, according to the Oruch, to see. Chazi, see. It means overseers. It was any overseer. So he gave to the overseers. It goes a thousand very interesting derivation of the word.
Not well, to predict the need by seeing like
an whatever, but an overseer. I mean, the same as in English. It comes out like this weird Jewish word. What the heck is a chazan anyway? What is a chazan? Like, what's the marker for that?
So is it the wrong?
Like, it's an English word. It's same concept as you'll find in English. To oversee.
Is so what we use it for to now is improper.
Has no mia, no relationship at all. A chazan usually meant a shamish, the guy who took care of
it. So now chazan.
Yeah, so that they say now chazan comes from the word chazanim zanin naroyim. People that love to show off their voices, really stupid.
But it makes sense.
I mean, that's the question. Why would it be chazan? Everybody asks. It might as well be nazar. Naroyim zanin chazan. But then you wouldn't have a chazan to be the nar. Next. They did that to me when I was a kid. I could never quite figure it out. The self-reference was always driving me crazy. What were they saying? So here it says, Masrum lechazanim, v'ayum mafshitin otam b'peihem. So they handed them over to the chazanim. V'lo yom menechim aleihem ela michlasayim b'va. They only left their pants on. Now, ma'ala botan shezocha the pious. It's got to mean the ones who were zocha to the pious. So now we're going to dress them. Amar Ravuna bar Yudam Rav Sheshes. No, on the contrary. It's dafka the ones who were not zocha the pious.
They're the ones getting dressed.
They're the ones who are not being given over to the chazanim because they were dressed before in the big day kodesh. Now we have to undress them. It's got to mean that because he's talking about tanches off of the pious. But what do you think it means? The ones who were zocha, now we're going to dress them. So why would we leave their pants on? That's ridiculous. That's the one thing we wouldn't leave on because they're not allowed to put on something else before their pants. So then v'atani minayin shoye davar kodem the mitchasayim. We just had the Gemara. Gemara says you cannot put on anything before you put on their pants, right? So Talmud Lomar Michlasei Bad Yoel Bisoro. So then how do you explain it? You're talking about we're going to strip them of their big dechol and we're going to leave their pants on. Can you explain to me what the heck we're leaving their pants on? I assume because you expect that we should put on their ketonet so they shouldn't be pantless in the Azara. Then we'll take off their pants. But then they'd be wearing the ketonet before they'd be wearing pants. You can't do that. It's got to mean what I'm saying. And on the contrary, we're dressing them now in big dechol, leaving the mechtasayim of Kodesh on so that they're covered first before removing the mechtasayim. And now, that makes a great deal of sense. It makes much more sense, like I'm saying it, than you're saying it. How do you explain it? V'idach? Nah, that doesn't bother me. I mean, it could say, Ach odan aleihem bigdechol means we leave on their clothes until we put on the mitzvah kodesh. So in other words, we leave on a shirt, let's say, and then put on their pants of kodesh. Then we take off the rest of their bigdechol, leaving them only dressed in their pants of kodesh, of course. And then we continue to dress them. So of course it's a reference to the mitzvah of kodesh, but the way I understand it, it means we just skip to the point where they're already wearing their mikvasayim of kodesh. We're not going to strip them of their clothes before they're wearing the mikvasayim. Otherwise, how are we going to get them dressed in the mikvasayim to strip them in the middle of the azara? It doesn't make any sense. So that's what it's just coming to tell me, that we take off their big day chol after they're wearing the mikvasayim. Tosfos says, I mean, so it's pretty weird to bring a raya from something that doesn't even really make sense according to you. And you have to come up with this whole explanation. I mean, didn't he know that it didn't really make sense? What was he trying to prove? If anything, it was Madaik the other way. More Matuya. Tosfos says, no. He was basing it on the way it occurs in the Mishnah, immediately before this piece. You have Rabbi Loza ben Yaakov saying that, and yes, whoever was Zoch on this pious, the Zoch at the Evarim the Kevesh, he was also the one that was Malan the Magabe Mizbeach. Then it says, Masrum Lechazani. So it must mean those people who are going to be Malan the Evarim. Masrum Lechazani. Which is Otam Shezoch Lepayas. Not Otam Shelozoch. You're bothered about the pants. I'll explain the pants, but I mean, it's still the organization of the Mishnah to take into consideration. In other words, he still felt that it was far more mashma because of the structure of the Mishnah, the way he was learned. Not to say he was talking about Adam Shemoza for the pious. Okay, I guess, otherwise we'll have to go to the end. I guess wait till tomorrow. Boy, Rabbi. Trumat Hadeshin Bekama. Mitrumat Maaseh Yafinama or Mitrumat Binyan Yafinama. Tashmani Tani Repriya, and we don't learn it from either. Nirma Kan Veirim, Venema Lahalan Bai Minachot, Veirim Bekum Tso. So Mala Halan Bekum Tso, Afkan Bekum Tso. Omar Rab, Arba Avodot, Zar Kayavali and Mishum Mimita. Zrika, Haktora, Nisak Amayim, Nisak Ayai. Levi Omer, you have to include Trumat Hadeshin. Vechein Toni Levi Bimat Nita, Av Trumat Hadeshin. My time in the Rab. ואתה ובניך איתך תשמעו את כהונתכם לכל דבר המזבח ובבית לפרוכת ועבדתם עבודת מתנה אתן את כהונתכם והזר הקרב יומת. So where is the הזר הקרב יומת? On עבודת מתנה ולא עבודת סילוק. Furthermore, ועבדתם עבודת תמה, only the end of a series of עבודות, ולא עבודה שיש אחרי העבודה. The Levi, how does he get away with saying that Avodat Siluk is a field? Rabbi Rachmana lechol dvar hamizbeach, even Avodat Siluk. The Rav, yes, true. There is a Ribui, but the Ribui is coming to be Marbe, the Sheva Hazahot Shebifnim, and the Hazayat Hashemen Shebimitzorah Bifnim. The Levi. Then I learned from a separate, two separate Roshes, Davar and Kol Davar. The Rav, Davar v'chol Davar v'otarish. Why don't we say L'chol Dvar Mizbeach is a klal, and Avodat Matana is a prat, and klal b'prat, ein b'klal halamash b'prat, and then Levi would have to agree that only Avodat Matana, and not Avodat Siluk, and then it wouldn't be a ribui? No, because Omar Krolin, b'beit la porochet v'avatem, it's only b'beit la porochet where... It's only b'beit la porochet that we have Avodat Matana v'lo Avodat Siluk. We should say even Avodat Tama is only Mibet HaParochet. Who the Avodat Tama v'lo Avodah Sheyesh Acharei Avodah? Or b'chutz afilu Avodah Sheyesh Acharei Avodah? No, v'avadtem. Hadar Arvekro. Boy Rama. Avodat Siluk b'heichal. Ma'o. Do we compare it to Lifnim or l'chutz v'damin alem? Hadar Pashta mibayet ule Mibet HaParochet. Elamiata, Zar Shasiderata Shulchan Lechaye. No, Ikasidu Bezif. Okay, Sidu Bezif Lechaye. Well, Ikasidu. And then there's Haktara. Zar Shasiderata Menorah Lechaye. No, 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 there's Antinat Ptila. Okay, Zar Natan Ptila Lechaye. Well, there's always Antinat. No, Zar Shasiderata Shemet Lechaye. Well, there's always that luck. Okay. I'm going to explode. Zar Shidlik Lechaye. Yeah, but that luck a lot of a day. Yeah. ולא, ועתני ובני ארון הכהן אשר למזבח וירפו יצא מן האש, לימד על הצתת הליטה שלא תהיה לה בכהן כאשר ובכלי שרת. True, הצתת הליטה, I agree, זה לעבודה. אבל ההדלקה, זה לא עבודה. אלא מעט השזר שסידר את המערכה לחייב, לא, איקה סידר שני גזירי יצאים, אוקיי, סידר שני גזירים חייב, לא, איקה סידרי בורם, that's included, of course, that's הקטורה. Vom Ravas Yom Rav Yochan and Zar Shesidesh Negzireitzim indeed is Chayim. V'ho pleading. Marsov Ravodat Tamahi because the Yevorim are not related to it. Marsov Ravodat Tamah is all one Sidur including the Yevorim. Tanik Avati the Rav, Tanik Avati the Levi that even Avodat Siluk. Tanik Avati the Rav Avodat Shuzor Chayav Alei Amita include only Zrikat Adam Ben Lefnim, Ben Lefnim, Ben Lefnim, Hazoya on a chatas of Mimatza and Makter even on an olas of Minasek Shoshalugi Mayim, Shoshalugi Yayim, not a word about Trumat Hadeshim, which is exactly what Rav said. Tanik Avote the Levi, Avodot Shezachai Vleimita, Hameirim et Hadeshim, there you go, black and white. Mesheva Zot Shebifnim, Shebim Mitzorah, Hamal Agabe Amizbea, Bein Davar Kasher, Bein Davar Pasul. Next thing in the Mishnah is V'arba Payasot HaYushan. Lama mefisim? Lama mefisim? Kini amra? No, I mean, lama mefisim v'chazrinu mefisim, we can do it all at once. Om Rav Yochanan k'dei l'argish kol ha'azara. Shenemra asher yagdad nam t'iksod, v'beit Elohim na'alech b'ragish. Bama mefisim? Rav Nachman amra b'bigdei chol, Rav Shishim amra b'bigdei kodesh. Rav Nachman amra b'bigdei chol, v'yam amra b'bigdei kodesh, ika ba'al izra'ot t'cham siva avdi. Rav Sheshet Amar b'bigdei Kodesh, the Amrit b'bigdei Chol, Agav Chavivute Mikrivi Avdi without her begotten. Om Rav Nachman, I'll prove to you it's b'bigdei Chol. Minah minolad, it's not. Basun b'chazanim, v'yim afshitin otam b'bigdei, v'yim afshitin otam b'bigdei, v'yim afshitin otam b'chazanim. Now obviously we're talking about my love, v'otam shezokha l'payas, and now the chazan is dressing them. On the contrary, we're talking about both Tansha loves Akhula Pais and the Chazanim are undressing them. How could you leave on their pants?
Wait, why is that leaving on their pants?
Because how could you leave on their pants? And what are you going to do now?
Well, when they're going to get dressed, they'll put on their pants.
Yeah, what will they do? They'll put on their...
They start with their pants.
Fine, so take off their pants. How are you going to put on their pants and not their other pants?
Why am I taking off the pants?
Because you can't put on their pants when they're wearing pants.
They're wearing their pants with kol.
No, according to him, they're wearing kol. He's claiming they're getting dressed now.
Okay.
So what are we waiting for? So obviously the reason you're leaving on their pants is because you don't want them naked in the Azara. So you're going to put on something on top of the pants. But you're not allowed to put on something before you wear your pants of Kodesh, right? So doesn't it say, okay, that doesn't bother me. Maybe it means, they just left out that part. Now it starts. Meaning of Kodesh. And then they put on the other begadim of Kodesh.